Okay, thank you very much. It feels a bit like walking a tightrope because my organization has been following EU policies for a very long time, and we are very critical about what the EU is doing and what member states are doing. We came to the conclusion that we're currently in a political situation where there is an agenda which is put forward by countries and by the Commission, which is not serving the interest of normal citizens. And it's a corporate-driven agenda, which is mainly looking at market-based values. This leads to distrust among citizens, and a lot of that distrust is very justified. And it's not only on the right, it's also on the left. A lot of people on the left are also losing trust in the European institutions. At the same time, so that is, and then I come to the first element of what we've done. We've said we want a Europe that promotes different values and that has different policy interests, and that's why we developed a manifesto. I'm gonna put them on the stage here. I brought a number of copies with them, but we made a manifesto for a sustainable future, for a sustainable Europe. This was done together with a broad coalition, including your own organization, I think. And this is signed on by a lot of organizations. And it has the usual policy elements. It talks about climate, it talks about social issues, it talks about tax reform and all of these. That's part of the answer, I think. The other part is, that's where I refer to the tightrope, because on the one hand, we are critical of Europe. On the other hand, we also realize that we're in a critical moment in time where, as I think also the State Secretary said, or the Minister earlier, Europe is not taken for granted anymore. And we might lose a lot more as what we have lost now so far already. And especially if I hear the stories from Vera and Marta, what is happening in Poland and Hungary. Me living in Western Europe, there's still a lot at stake, and that shows the other part of what we've that illustrates to the other part of what we've been doing. We have developed a kind of message. We engaged in a narrative project where we, together, Friends of the Earth, but also with human rights organizations, with women's organizations, with trade unions, with development organizations, we've developed a number of. We tried to develop a new positive narrative about Europe that would actually mobilize people, that would give people hope. And we've done that over the last 9 months. We've tested messages in 6 countries, and I think we're happy that we can, and that's the other thing I'm going to put here, we can find some more information about it. But that's something that we will start communicating now in the coming 6 to 8 weeks before. Okay, so the messages that that came out of that project is you have to bring a message of urgency, but link it with hope. It has to be a positive message. It needs to be focused on making people vote, but also use values of empathy and equality instead of the message of hate and exclusion that actually is coming from the right. It should encourage participation and stress that people can make a difference and people can make change. And I think there I want to refer to all the climate marches that students and scholars have been doing. And this is probably, at least in Western European countries, one of the most successful ways of changing the narrative of the debate. So in a lot of the time, people are not talking anymore about migration only, but they're talking about climate change. So show that people can make a difference. And last thing I want to say is try to avoid going into the frames of the other side. If you go into the frame of the other side and you use that frame, you already have lost halfway because you are talking on their terms, and that's exactly what they want, and then you can't win. So thank you.